Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the president of the Knoxville Music Boosters, Shannon Cahill, about the upcoming school year. Summer's over with. It's weird, Shannon, to say that we're back to school already. It seems like the summer went pretty quick, but I know the Music Boosters and I know the music whole program has been doing a lot of stuff throughout the summer. I guess first off, just take us through how the kids have been throughout the summer and what you're excited for moving forward.
Well, it's amazing. Our percussion kids never get a break. They practice weekly throughout the entire summer. Our middle schoolers, they have practiced through the month of June, and then in the month of July, the rest of our high schoolers join in and they once a week have practices as well to prepare for the band show in the fall. So they've been doing all of that. But to add to that, we have a color guard this year. And so they had a camp in early June, and then they have been practicing because it's all brand new kids and a new program. So they've had to put a lot of extra work in this year to get ready for the band show as well.
So how excited have these kids been getting ready for all the shows and getting ready, you know, for school to begin?
Well, I think it's always a mix for high schoolers. They always love their summer, but I think it as they start playing more and more, and when they got on the field during band week and they had the color guard out there with them, I think it just shows them how great of a year we're going to have this year, and they are excited, and they're sounding good.
When it comes to this time of year, not just the shows, not the competition, it seems like every weekend or there's always something going on with the Music Boosters when it comes to fundraisers, when it comes to just fun activities. One thing coming up for sure is the car wash. I know that's always a fun thing for the kids to take part in. I know that it's always good for the people in Knoxville to get the car washed, but two, it's always just good to see those kids out there having a fun time and raising money for a good cause. So take us through the car wash coming up on the 14th.
Absolutely. This is the one fundraiser that the kids always say they want to do again. It's a fun. I think it just feels like a fun get together and hangout day for them. They get to throw water at each other and at all of us adults. So it's just a fun day, and it's Danny Graves does a great job. She preps everything. She gets it all together for us, and any kids in middle school and high school, and if you're not a band student, you still want to come and help us out, we would love to have you come, and we'll find a spot for you to help wash cars. And it gives us money to help with the programming all the way from K through 12.
One thing I know that always goes on almost every year is the little Hy-Vee tailgate, the homecoming tailgate. I know that's an exciting time. Seems like the past couple of years it's been raining, but still it's been a fun time. Take us through how excited the kids are for that now, and what can people expect if they take part in the Hy-Vee tailgate?
Yeah, that's always exciting. And Mr. McBride, our middle school band director, has taken the lead on that. And he told me yesterday, he hasn't given me a lot of details, but he said there's going to be some new stuff going on with that, and our middle schoolers kind of head that one up, and some parents, and so it's really fun to see those kids step in and take a leadership role.
I know with all the activities and all the events and everything going on, there's always a need for more people. There's always a need for volunteers. I know you guys have your next meeting tomorrow, so that's going to come up. Take us through that meeting, and then what do people got to do to be a part of the Music Boosters and help out and volunteer?
Absolutely. So our meetings, we're kind of changing some structure on them, trying to kind of shorten them up a little bit. And so this next meeting tomorrow, we just have a list of items that we need to work towards, either getting some more people together. We have South Central Conference coming up, so we're going to need a lot of volunteers for that. And just the different items that we need funding for. We have some new instruments and things that are needed. We have, because of Color Guard, we have some new equipment for that. And the band show, we have some equipment that we have some parents that are working to make the supplies, but then it's quite costly. So then we need to vote on things that we're willing to spend the money towards.
I know that the Music Boosters are also looking for some helpers, so take us through that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have at our football games, we load everything up and haul it over to the football field. And then you have a certain amount of time that you have from the time the football field players leave the field until we have to be completely off and everybody cleared and the field has to be completely empty. And so we like to have as much help as we can to get us on the field so that they can perform and get off of the field. So that's a great thing for people who don't want to travel, but they want to be involved. We can find a job for you, set instruments. It takes a lot more people than it looks like to get them on and off. And then also for our competitions, we have sets people that we put on jobs. So if you're able to come to all of them, that's best. But if you can't, we can still find a way. And again, it's timed, and we get knocked pretty heavily if we're overtime. So we have to get everything. So the more people we have, the better. So if anyone's available and wants to come to those events, we would love to have you. It's called our road crew. We even, if you want to, we have t-shirts that we have made up. So we're all the marching band road crew. And then the other thing that we have is snack providers. So anytime we go, we have a lot of kids and they get really hungry because they don't get a chance to go home and eat. And then when they're in those white uniforms, we don't allow them to eat messy foods. So we have snack providers so that they have food available to them.
So what do people got to do to join the Music Boosters? Can they go online, find out more information, or they contact you, or how's it go?
You can contact me. You can contact Annie Leonard. You can get to us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. We have the website. You can contact Kendra Marsh at the middle school. She's our new secretary. Any of the directors, the band or choir directors, or you can just show up on a Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7. And we would love to have you. You don't have to have a child in music. You just have to have a love for the arts.
So I know we've covered a lot of things so far in this interview, but is there anything else that you can think of that you want to let the people of Knoxville and the Music Booster parents and everybody know when it comes to the Knoxville Music Booster?
Well, we have some new purchases coming up, and it's really exciting. We have some alumni that have come back, and they have friends or they know of good deals, and so they bring us different things. And we have one thing that we're bringing to the meeting tomorrow night that an alumni has brought to us. And last month, we had an alumni that came to us with an upright bass, which is a wonderful opportunity. It's a new instrument that our kids have never had the opportunity to play. And so we purchased that so that they can use it. And it'll be good for jazz band, but it'll also just be good for them to have access to a new instrument. And we have a lot of new instruments and equipment needs that are coming up. And so it's just fun and it's exciting for the new year to start and see what we have to come.
Thanks to Shannon Cahill for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.